This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 9th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Mojtaba Khamenei is reportedly playing a critical role in Iran's war strategy, according to a CNN report cited by the Jerusalem Post just in. Also, earlier today, Ynet reports that U.S. intelligence believes Khamenei remains a key figure in Iran's war strategy despite serious injuries. Also this hour, the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mi Askem and destroyed 8 Hamas tunnels, according to JNS. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. And finally, from earlier today, Forward reports that the man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march last year has been sentenced to life in prison. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that U.S. President Donald Trump expects Iran's response to Washington's latest proposal to end the Middle East war by tonight. Alex Plitzas, a CNN national security analyst, shared a discussion earlier today on whether Iran will make a deal. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, highlighted earlier today the story of an IDF hero who returned to service after losing his leg during an operation in Gaza. Let's go deeper. Starting with Mojtaba Khamenei's influence, CNN's report, cited by the Jerusalem Post, highlights his significant role in orchestrating Iran's war efforts. U.S. intelligence suggests that despite his injuries, Khamenei uses in-person meetings to communicate, indicating a fragmented Iranian leadership. This ongoing influence could shape Iran's strategic decisions in the region. Turning to the IDF's recent operations in Gaza, according to JNS, Israeli forces eliminated a key Hamas terrorist tied to Mi Askem's kidnapping and dismantled several Hamas tunnels. This operation aims to weaken Hamas' military capabilities and prevent future abductions, impacting both security and regional tensions. Meanwhile, a ceasefire proposal has come to light. Axios notes that Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. While it might aid Trump's peace deal ambitions with Iran, it presents diplomatic challenges for Israeli leadership, affecting regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that AppCharge is challenging App Store monopolies with a movement to support smaller developers, as discussed by Gil Tovli at a Tel Aviv startup event. Separately, Globes reports that Mekorot and NT Tau are exploring nuclear fusion for water infrastructure, planning an R&D center and pilot facility. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that ADOC, an Israeli-founded company, has raised $150 million to enhance AI in hospital diagnosis workflows, with funding led by Goldman Sachs Alternatives. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.